Video game bang, video game bang, video game bang. Mega Ran. Live from the sack, it's the live, it's a fact. I'm putting rhymes on this track to put my guys on the map. Cause they giving you the latest on everything on your playlist. This bet the safest from basements to greatness. Updates, geek news, tech talk, and reviews. They can summarize it so you ain't gotta breeze through. Listen once and you're forever fans. And I'm not saying it because their theme song features Mega Ram. Might think you fly, but ain't nice as my guys. Got eyes on the prize. So like and subscribe. We back in the booth. I think that they gon' eat this up. The ultimate source of all geek media. Other podcasts, they just don't match up. Need proof? You can check the archives and catch up. Stats off the chain. We have rearranged the game. It'll never be the same. Now it's time to feel the bang.
Bang, bang. You in the video game gang. What up, everybody? This is your boy Skip. Welcome to the Video Game Bang podcast, sponsored by NRG Esports, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, as well as Mainframe and Vast. This night's show is brought to you live on Twitch, so make sure you check us out live if you're listening to the podcast, Video Game _ Bang, and you can hang with the Video Game Gang. And to my left, we have... What's up, Ray?
That's you.
Hey, that's me. I'm the left. Okay, cool.
It makes an L with your thumb.
I'm just thinking, I'm like, hey.
Checking to see if you're awake. What's up, Ray? How's it going?
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Oh my gosh, someone else who's on the show, who we'll mention her name in a second, when they said you were going to be on the show, you can ask her, I got hyped. I was like, no freaking way. Ray is here. Let's go.
I'm just that cool.
You are. I feel Thank the you. Same way. Now, you're just as cool as the next dude sitting next to you, my main man, Tap 2K. What's going on, my man?
How you going? How's it going?
That's how excited you are about what we got to talk about today.
How's it going?
Pretty good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm excited about all this Marvel shit that just happened.
Oh, dude, it's about to get crazy. Now, you're new here. Why don't you let everybody know where you're from?
All right. I have a YouTube channel, Tap2K43. It's NBA 2K content. And then I also have a show with Curtis called The Sacktown Breakdown. It's a podcast.
Hey.
And we just post content on there that's all Sacramento Kings related.
That's right. So you're going to see Tap a lot more around these parts if you hang out with me. But someone you see quite often now that she's back, Emma Skies, what's happening?
I'm so excited. I will tell you, I almost cried today multiple times. I'm very...
It's very true.
Very excited. It's been a good fucking day.
Tears of joy. Now, and it was crazy too, because everybody knows, as everybody should know, San Diego Comic-Con is live right now. The news is pumping out. The news is coming left and right. We're going to talk about mostly Marvel related news. Before that, we're going to talk about some non-Marvel related news. But Marvel stole the day. I was up at my place of work, and I was checking the news here and there and seeing what was coming out, and then all of a sudden it's like this movie, oh, and then you want, and then that movie, and Kevin Feige basically made it rain Marvel cinematic films on the domes of everybody in Hall H of the San Diego Comic-Con. So it was pretty crazy. But before we get to that,
it is day 3 of Comic-Con, so we have to cover days 1 and 2.
This is very, very true. Now, before we even cover days 1 and 2, I want to do something real quick.
Oh.
Nobody knew I was doing this. I didn't tell anybody I was doing this.
Oh.
I decided this right before I came over.
I don't know if I like where this is going.
You will. This is not Corey here.
That's a good point. It's a very good point.
This is Kurt. And remember, every time, well, I hope every time, unless you lied to me, every time you ever said that and then I showed you, you were like, oh, okay. I think this is going to be another one of those moments. At least I hope so. Mm-hmm. The whole point of San Diego Comic-Con, and it says it in the name, is comics.
Yes.
And we're getting ready to talk about a whole bunch of news that's related to comics. But I feel like in the midst of all that, the reason why it even started kind of gets left in the dust. So I wanted to take a second to bestow some comics on all y'all. I'm the comic Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
So I brought some comics now, and I did look at and think about each one that I'm giving out to each one of y'all. So I'm going to start off on the left with Ray. Ray, I got you. Well, actually, hold on, wait. Yes, I got you too. I got you a Deadpool. You are Deadpool comic,
nice.
Which that one's really cool because you actually, it's like the pick your own adventure book.
Dude, I love those. Yeah.
With Deadpool.
That's pretty cool. I like that. I like that.
So I got you that now.
Nice.
I believe Emma told me that you were really, really into Harry Potter, kind of like she is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So that book, it's not Harry Potter.
Okay.
But it's called Excellence. Uh-huh. It's about wizards and a family, and the art is really dope. And the dudes in there look like Killmonger, so I don't know if you liked. Everybody pretty much like Killmonger from Black Panther.
Yeah, yeah.
So the story is super good. The writing is really good. So I got those two for you.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet.
You're very welcome. Okay, I won't make the other two too long. Okay, Emma, I got you on this side.
Oh.
I got you an Avengers
comic.
Now, that's OG.
Oh, yeah,
That's the story with Nebula in it, OG Nebula. But what's dope about that, the reason why I picked that for you is because it has Monica Rambeau, Captain Marvel.
Oh, what's
in it.
Up?
So
nice.
What's up? That's why I got that for you. And I also got you this Batman Beyond comic.
Hey, that's my shit.
What? And that comic has a really, really dope twist in it.
What is this cover?
Wait, I want to see.
You're going to like.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah.
What is this? And thank you so much, Curtis.
You're very welcome. And this is a comic that I gave you before, but you left in the studio like
five
times.
Oh, thank you.
So I'll let you that one. And my man, Tap, I didn't forget about you, my man. Oh, actually, yeah, okay. Tap, have you ever read Infinity Gauntlet comic? I think
No, I never did.
Dope. Okay, so first thing I got you is the very last comic of Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, hell yeah.
Which is the crazy battle that they pretty much mimicked in the end game.
Okay.
I also got you an Avengers No Road Home comic. The writing is just really good and the art is dope. So I think you'll enjoy looking at that and reading it. And then I got you one more to go deeper. This is more of the type of stuff I read.
All right.
This is like crime noir, femme fatale type stories.
Dude,
that's awesome.
I did not expect to get any gifts when I came on here, so thank you. This is fucking awesome.
I feel like I should have brought something.
No.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, man.
You are very, very welcome. I just wanted to give the gift of comics because we're talking about Comic-Con. Comics kind of get forgotten in the midst of all this stuff, and I know some people have the connotation that they're funny. Nobody in this room, but outside of the sphere, some people think they're funny books or it's just superheroes or this or that. These things have the most beautiful art. Really, really cool, inspiring, uplifting stories that take you into fantasy world or real world, wherever you want to be. And I think for $5 for most of these things, $2.99 if you get it in digital, I think they're a steal. So I even though comic book movies are doing well, comic books aren't. And I just thought I would kind of give that gift and hope that it just kind of touches your heart a little bit.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. All right, now on to some Comic-Con.
All right.
What's up,
okay. All right. So we're going to kind of rapid fire through some of the big stuff that they talked about at Comic-Con the last couple of days.
Let's
so there have been a shit ton of trailers. I know we watched some today, Rachel. I'm assuming you've seen most of them, Curtis.
Yes, I have.
You've been watching the trailers?
Yeah, some of them.
All right. So we're kind of all on the same. So we're going to kind of rapid fire through some of these. Let's start out with the scariest trailer we've had at a Comic-Con. Comic-Con's first horror movie of the weekend, Cats.
Yep.
What the fuck was that?
Okay,
disturbing.
So I didn't watch the Cats.
I saw plenty of pictures, though.
You need to see it.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to pull it up on my phone.
So you didn't get the meme I sent you?
No, I did.
Okay,
but,
good.
Oh, well, I got it, but I didn't get it.
Didn't get it?
Okay, got it, yeah.
So, oh, my God. Cats is very, obviously, a very prolific musical, but holy shit, what is this?
Oh, my God.
It's a thing. This has been a year of Sonic the Hedgehog and Will Smith's Genie, and now this monstrosity.
It's like the finale.
I don't understand. I don't understand. I really don't.
It's the face. The human faces and the lips.
That's what caught
me
with the
disturbing.
Lips. Like, everything reads cat, and then you have human lips. And I'm like, no.
No, you have a human nose, too. And I'm like, human eyes.
It's because I feel like they wanted to do, like, super CG cats. And then, but like, stay true to the stage production, which was like very practical effects and costumes, makeup. So they wanted the human face, and it doesn't work. Doesn't work. Pick one or the other.
Doesn't work in the musical either. Just saying.
I'll be honest with you. Like me and Cats don't get along very well. I don't try to not like them, but they dig their claws into me. But here's my thing.
Cat hater.
Okay, maybe I am. Well, why are you calling me out? Anyway, I swear, like, anytime I even see someone that has, like, the little nose drawn on and whiskers.
Oh, dude, it's the worst.
I want to run around screaming in terror.
So not a furry is what you're telling us. You're not a furry.
You're not a furry.
Not a cat furry.
Oh, wow, Curtis. Oh,
there's other animals.
This is a conversation for another day.
Don't judge my kink. Anyway, what's the next bit of news, Emma Skies?
Getting off of that, the actual horror movie, since I went into it that way, we got an It Chapter 2 trailer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it looks so fucking good.
I know. Oh, so excited.
Tap, what did you think about that?
First of all, the little kid, you know, his brother that dies was fucking creepy still. You know, I thought he'd look George. A little older, but he didn't. And, dude, the fangs that come out of his mouth when he's... it's just creepy. Everything about it is just fucking terrifying. And it's weird, too, because I feel like the CGI... Mm-hmm. It's not like Marvel level CGI,
right?
But for some reason, I can just like fucking look past it because it's just, I don't know.
It's pretty good. Terrifying.
Yeah,
it looks incredible.
When I saw the first It movie, I'm really excited they broke it up into two movies because it's a stupid long book.
Yeah.
But when I first saw it, and I was like, okay, part two is going to be when they're adults. All I want, the only thing I want from this movie is for them to cast Jessica Chastain as the redhead. That's it. I will give my life to this movie if I get Jessica Chastain, and they did, and I'm giving my life to it. So. It's yours.
There
I'm going to go see this movie.
All right. And what other trailers do we have?
Just stick with horror for a minute. We got two new Halloween movies.
I'm really excited for this. I saw like the last one they just released with Jamie Lee Curtis. Mm-hmm. It was so good.
Yeah.
So for them to like continue it on, I'm all for it. I'm all for the sequel.
I figured. I sent that to you and I was like, Rachel will be excited about this little piece of news. Okay, getting off of that and back into other things. The Witcher trailer. We finally got a trailer for Henry Cavill's Witcher, and it looks good.
It does. It looks really, really good, and they're going off the books too, so can't really compare it to the video games, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how different the games are from the books.
Yeah.
But I feel like people are getting mad because, like, Ciri doesn't look like she looks in the game, and Yennefer doesn't look like she looks in the game, and it's like, but it's not based on the game.
I get that, but the thing is, Yennefer, she's supposed to be, like, this really, really, like, you know, beauty where everybody's in love with her, and I just don't get that same vibe from the person they casted. Maybe
Damn.
Her acting is the same. She looks great, but she doesn't look like Yennefer to me. And then Ciri, she doesn't look as much as a badass. She looks like very sweet and innocent.
She does. She does. So I don't get. I really don't get like a badass warrior vibe off her, and I don't know if that's what she's supposed to be.
Kind of. Yeah, she is. And I don't know. I feel like maybe they have to wait until we see their acting. Maybe they can portray it that way. But right now, I'm just kind of like, all right, still looks great. I'm down to see it.
Have either of you two played The Witcher games?
I haven't, no.
Not at all, and I was going to ask you. But I'll ask you at another time since we're rapid firing. What do we got next?
Watchmen.
Yes.
We got a Watchmen trailer. And it looks weird, and it looks wonderful, and I've never seen the movie or read the comics, so I have no fucking clue what's going on.
Oh. Okay, well, we're hanging out tomorrow, we're sewing, we're watching Watchmen.
I'm down for that.
All right.
I like Zack Snyder.
I say watch
Watchmen. Unpopular opinion.
I agree. Watch Watchmen. I also am not a fan of the Watchmen comic.
What?
Here's a
That's right. I was like, Curtis has an opinion on this, and I can't remember what it is, and it's that you don't like it.
I'm not a fan of the Watchmen comic. Although, here's to freak your mind out even more. I just told Corey that one of my favorite, like, probably top five comics of all time is issue number 5 of Watchmen.
But as a whole, you don't like it?
No. I don't like what it's about. But Alan Moore is an incredible writer and a genius. And I watched the trailer, and here's the same thing. The trailer looks good. I don't want to watch it. I don't know why. I just don't like stories like this.
Anyway. Is it just like they try to make it way too realistic and give like the characters like all these like real people problems where they're not?
I don't mind the real people problems. Okay. I'm down with the real people problems. I don't like when it's kind of like darkness and negativity for darkness and negativity's sake. It's when it's like gratuitous. Mm-hmm. It was kind of the same reason why I stayed away from Game of Thrones so long until season 8, which sucked. Emma, what's next?
Another thing that Rachel is going to be very, very happy about.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
You want to take it? You want to take it?
No, I'll let you announce it.
Picard.
Ah, yes.
Oh, Star Trek?
Yes. So I don't know if you know this. Rachel is a massive Trekkie. Oh.
I am. Because, like, you know how I do all, like, the geek fashion and everything?
Yeah,
my first fashion line, my first fashion show ever was a line of cocktail dresses based on each, like, series of Star Trek.
Oh, that's too dope.
I love Star Trek. And we were watching the trailer in Oblivion, first time in Oblivion. It's super amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But we're watching the trailer. I'm like, yes, Picard. Yes, Data. And then 7 and 9 appeared. I literally jumped. I lost my fucking mind in the middle of the comic book store.
So dope. Hey, okay, you're stoked. Tap.
Yeah.
Trekkie?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Not even close. I mean, it what the fuck? It would have to, I mean, if it was between Star Wars and Star Trek, I've never seen Star Trek once. I watched Star Wars when I was a kid, so I'm more Star Wars than Star Trek. If we're having a fucking Star Wars for Star Trek battle, I'm Star Wars.
Rachel, you can actually mute his mic, the red button right there.
I need to. Abort.
Turns it off.
And Tap, thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
No, just kidding. Oh, okay.
The second time I've told Tap he needs to leave today.
Yeah, I know. What the hell?
He really needs to leave right now.
Oh, don't worry. Emma will tell you other things before it's all said and done. I like Star Trek. I never got super duper into it. Mm-hmm. I watched more of the old movies than the new ones. I've seen some of the series from the 90s. When I was a kid, Farscape is my favorite type of space show.
Thing I'm going to say about Star Trek, like, it is, like, it's a show where you really, really have to think about it. And it's just more like, I don't know. I feel like it's a show where it's trying to show the best of humanity that it can be.
Yeah.
And it's, like, inspired, like, so many things, like, all of our technology and stuff like that. But if you're more of, like, into, like, action-packed fantasy stuff and you want to get into Star Trek, I would actually say start with Orville. It's not Star Trek, but it has, like, all the old school Star Trek feeling. But it has a little bit of humor. So I feel like it could bring in that newer, different audience into, like, Star Trek.
I hear so many people say the same thing.
It's such a great show.
That's dope.
Yeah.
In the skies.
We got a Westworld season 3 trailer that I can't watch because I haven't seen season 2 yet.
Me neither.
I haven't seen past one episode. Oh my God. Season 1. So we're all talking out of our ass. Do you watch Westworld?
No.
Okay,
great. None of us knows what the fuck we're talking about.
I will say this. I did watch season 1. It still is one of my favorite episodes of anything on TV. And you will see a Bernard cosplay coming very soon because my analysis. You're going to see all that very soon. Trust me, Emma Skies, bring us home.
Okay, so the one thing I'm very excited about, out of everything that's come out of Comic-Con in the last 2 days, there is one I keep watching over and over and over. It's the His Dark Materials trailer that nobody I know cares about, but I'm so excited.
I care. I just not on the same level.
I don't even know what it is. Tap2K, okay. Do you know what this is?
No, I've never heard of it once.
Do you remember that really, really bad movie from like 10 years ago called The Golden Compass? With Daniel Craig and Nicole Kidman?
No.
Nay.
And like bears and shit?
Uh-uh.
Wait, that's probably good because it was a bad movie.
It wasn't that bad, but I also saw it as a kid. It was like, okay. I feel like it was just as good as like the original like series of unfortunate events. Because there were just like all these like bad like book movie adaptations that were coming out like... Wasn't there like an Aragorn movie?
Oh my God, don't get me fucking started. I feel like A Series of Unfortunate Events was like a fun movie, but a bad adaptation.
Oh, it was.
Golden Compass was both a bad adaptation and a bad movie.
But
so His Dark Materials is taking that. It's a book series and it's taking that and they're making a show out of it. So it's a BBC show that's being distributed by HBO in the US. So it's an HBO series with Daphne Keene, who is Laura and Logan, the little girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Fucking killed it in that. She's going to kill it in this.
Wait, she's in it?
Yeah, she plays Lyra.
She's so good.
She's the main character. I'm so excited. James McAvoy as Lord Asriel. Lin-Manuel Miranda as Lee Scoresby. Ruth Wilson. I know there's people I'm forgetting. I'm so excited. I'm gonna fucking lose my mind. I never thought that we would get another like chance at adapting this book or this book series, and I'm very excited about it. So I think the first season is gonna be like 8 episodes, and it covers the first book, and then they're planning on doing all of the books as their own season.
Okay.
And I'm so excited.
Sounds like a good cast for something no one's heard of.
It's gonna be so good. It is a New York Times bestseller for many, many, many months. Yeah. Okay, fight me.
Everybody's heard of
this. It's gonna be great. I don't know what year this came out. It's old-ish. The books probably came out in the 90s. Philip Pullman wrote these, and I don't remember how old he is. I'm pretty sure he's still alive, though.
Let's hope so. And what else we got?
Let's see. There's a new Top Gun trailer that I don't know if any of us care about.
I do.
I saw it.
Yeah, heck yeah. That trailer,
of course, Curtis would care.
Awesome.
Is there shirtless volleyball scenes?
Not in the trailer.
Well, then I'm out.
Oh my gosh!
I never
you guys
saw
are
the
terrible.
Original first one.
I've never seen Top Gun.
Yeah.
Oh man! So y'all missed all the Top Gun references in Captain Marvel then.
I mean, I understand the references, because it's one of those things, like, it's just part of the culture at this point, because it's a classic movie, but I've just never actually seen it. I don't like Tom Cruise.
Same here. No, it's not my type of key. Like, was it Cup of Key?
I don't know, I'm not really into Scientology, so.
Same here.
Oh, but what about his acting? Like, all the stunts that he does, Mission Impossible, nothing?
His only good role was Lestat in Interview with the Vampire.
I will agree with that.
Yeah, he, like, had to prove himself to Anne Rice. Because she was like, ew, why is this, like, dumb pretty boy playing this, like, badass vampire? He's like, hold my coffee. Hold my beer.
Have you guys seen Edge of Tomorrow?
Hold my Colt.
Edge of Tomorrow. Oh my God. So
I like that movie.
I was actually
a lot.
Just so talking about Edge of Tomorrow a few days ago. I feel like I need to watch it again because like I saw it and I was like, oh, it was like a fun movie. Yeah. But then I came out of it like everybody loves it. I'm like, I feel like I'm missing something because I didn't come out of that movie and think like this is a fucking cult classic. This is gonna be amazing. Like that was the most amazing action movie I've ever seen. I was just like, that was kind of fun, I guess.
I've been meaning to go back and watch that movie. How long did it come out? Like 8 years ago. I've been meaning to go back and watch it ever since. I never have.
A Few Good Men.
I want to.
I love A Few Good Men. Emily Blunt.
Oh, no.
That's right. He was in A Few Good Men.
Yeah, I want the
you
truth.
Can't you can't handle the
truth.
Oh,
yeah.
The movie's incredible. All right, anyway, what else we got?
Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Oh, heck.
Yes. Emma, okay. Next cosplay?
Hell yeah. I have not seen, I haven't seen the new trailer, but I have seen Jay and Silent Bob.
Okay.
But I haven't seen Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back.
Okay. Oh, you have not?
I have not.
Okay. Definitely worth watching. Okay, yeah. So for me, Tap, how are you on Kevin Smith films and Jay and Silent Bob and all that?
I mean, some of them are like just weird, but I've seen the first Jay and Silent Bob and I liked it. I didn't see the second one.
Okay.
But I like him. I like Kevin Smith in general.
Okay, dope. Okay, so me, that was the first, and I swear he doesn't get enough credit for this. It had to be the first cinematic universe where there was continuity between movies and characters and all this stuff.
Like Mallrats and Clerks.
And Chasing Amy.
Was Yoga Hoosiers part of all that?
No, it's
or
not.
Was that separate?
It's a separate. Yeah,
okay. Same with like a Dogma, right?
Yeah, that was separate. Which is
I
my
love Dogma.
It's so good.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I love Dogma.
I swear, now that we are where we are, I swear people don't put enough respect on Kevin Smith's name. All those movies that he put in, and what's dope about it is, if you watch the trailer, I don't know how he managed to do. Well, I mean, I kind of do, but like, I thought he was way less relevant than this. Everybody came back.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spoil
it for you.
Really
good friends with everybody.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Now there is one particular person who, again, I won't spoil because
I mean, it's a trailer. I don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
Ben Affleck and he said that they were beefing. He showed up.
Really? Aww.
Matt Damon. Rosario Dawson. Jason Biggs, everybody.
Okay, I'm gonna watch this trailer when we're done.
From American Pie.
Oh,
yes, come on, you know her.
Not
the main guy.
What's the guy?
No, the lady.
Oh, I don't know who.
Who was the exchange student?
Oh, her?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know her name.
Yeah.
Natalia?
Shannon Elizabeth. Thank you. Oh,
eventually,
my
we were going to get there. One day.
Oh, that was like having an attack. Okay.
Wait, was she like in like one of the original like?
She was in Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, okay. Maybe I never saw that one.
She was Boo Boo Kitty Fuck.
I've seen like...
Oh, well, now that you say that.
That totally rings a bell.
Anyway, sorry. But anyway, she even showed up. So everybody's in it. We'll watch the trailer later and watch later. Anyway, moving on. What else we got?
So kind of rounding it out, there was a 21 Bridges trailer. I don't know what this movie is. It's the Russo's new movie, so I guess they got a trailer at Comic-Con. I have no idea what it is. I didn't watch the trailer. I'm not going to lie. I have no clue.
Hey, they're the hot. They're getting ready to be the highest grossing directors of all time.
Very
so
true.
We might have to watch it.
And a trailer for the season 10 of The Walking Dead and the Walking Dead movie teaser, because that's something we all fucking need.
What?
Can we have a Walking Dead season just like the characters are zombies?
just end it all. I can't believe this is like, I can't believe we were talking just before the show. Yeah. Like the ratings on this show have been kind of steadily going down for years.
Yeah.
I don't know how they think they have the draw to do 3 movies.
I feel like the zombie hype has like died down.
Nobody cares anymore.
Yeah.
Because it was witches. Vampires for a while and then it went away.
I'm gonna
be
honest.
Zombies for a while and something's coming next.
I'm gonna go see
witches
it,
right
but...
now.
What'd you say, Tap?
I'm gonna go see it, but I'm like, you know, I know. Let's put it this way. I watch The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I watch it with my dad. I enjoy it. It's something for us to talk about, but I'm fully aware it's trash. Like for the most, I mean, season 9 was actually the best season in a couple of years, but for the most part, like I know it's flaws, but I watch it anyway just because it's, I feel like at this point, why stop?
Don't feel too bad, Tap. I used to watch Love and Hip Hop like religiously.
Oh, hell no.
Anyway, next.
I think I used to watch that too.
Hey.
Good Lord. And I think that's it, at least on this list that I am looking at. I'm sure there's things that we missed, you know, other announcements and things. I think other than that, like non-Marvel things, we got a look at Batman Hush, which I am fucking living for. I can't wait for this movie. We got a look at the Harley Quinn show,
okay,
which looks like it's going to be cute. And
she's flossing though.
A little raunchy. She flosses in it, and I was like, I'm gonna kill myself.
Wait, yep. Wait. Oh,
the dance, flossing. Yeah, the Fortnite dance. Oh, I'm like, I'm gonna shoot myself. Yeah, in the
but
face.
I'm excited for Poison Ivy in it.
Yes, there is a solid amount of Poison Ivy, and so it looks good. Like we're gonna get some Poison Ivy Harley Quinn sexual tension, which is all I want in my life. my see, OTP. I feel like we just saw something else. DC.
It was remastered. A remastered Batman Beyond 2.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's just it with the colors brighter.
That's true. And then okay. I saw. I don't know. I need confirmation on this, okay. But I saw somebody saying that, like somebody on the panel saying that if it sold well, they might do more episodes of Batman Beyond.
Dude, if they fucking did, interesting. I'm buying a day one. I'll buy every single copy just so I can have more Batman
what
Beyond.
What I don't want is for this to be another Teen Titans bullshit, where last year they told us if the Teen Titans Go movie does well, we'll give you regular Teen Titans. And we're getting this stupid Teen Titans Go versus the Teen Titans bullshit that I don't want.
Wait. What might happen with that is... It's like, you know, they're versus and everything, right? Mm-hmm. And then you defeat Teen Titans Go,
that's
and then Teen Titans.
That's what I said. Here. I was like, the only way I will approve this stupid shit movie is if the Teen Titans beat the shit out of Teen Titans Go and take their place.
Just for the record, I like both shows.
Fucking trash.
I love all Titans except for live action.
Trash.
That's fair.
I'm sorry. I'm upset about it.
I'm not the biggest Titan fan in the world. It's weird. I like majority of the individual characters, but I was never, like, outside of the Marv Wolfen stuff.
Oh,
I'm, really
I'm like all about DC. It's like my favorite comic book series. I love Teen Titans.
You see this Red Lantern ring, right?
I hate show. Green Lantern. I hate the Lantern Corps. So
what you all of them?
I hate like, all of them.
What?
I think they're dumb. I don't like it. I do like John Stewart. I think he's cool. But
he's
I don't
the
like...
only Lantern anybody likes.
Okay, hold.
He's just cool. He's badass.
Hold on.
I don't like
Kyle Rayner.
I did watch. I did watch the Green Lantern animated series, and okay. I thought that was good. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I was like, I don't need to see anymore.
Have you ever read Darkest Night, DC?
No.
Okay.
No interest. But I do like Dexter the cat. I like the cat, right. The cat Red Lantern. He's
then
cool.
There is no pleasing you.
Pretty much.
All right. What time is it?
It is 10:30. Before we move on, I just want to mention it was DC's DC TV Day. So we got new Arrow, new Supergirl, new Flash, and Batwoman.
Yes.
I did get. I did see the Flash trailer. It was a really good trailer. I'm still retired from the Arrowverse. I'm not watching any of those shows.
No.
Never get. I used to watch every single one of them.
Are you
going to
watch Batwoman?
No, I'm not watching Batwoman either. No, I'm literally not watching any of those shows ever again anymore for no reason.
Batwoman,
I spent
enough.
Way too much of my life watching.
That's
I used
how
to
I
review
feel.
Every single one.
That's kind of how I feel
yeah.
on Arrow. Like, now that it's ending, I'll probably, like, catch up. And I'm, like, a season and a half behind on Flash, so I just don't give a shit about it anymore. Right. I'm, like, half a season behind on Supergirl. I need to catch up. Mm-hmm. But I'm... hype for Batwoman and oh my god Black Lightning I gotta catch up on Black Lightning.
I've never seen a single
it's
episode
so good
of Black Lightning.
It
I
is
heard,
so
too. Yeah
good
tap any but, any of these shows do you check out
the last one like this I watched was Smallville.
Okay,
that's like
how did you like
yikes
it? How did you like it?
I mean it was good in the beginning and then towards the end it kind of got weird.
Yeah, that's
but yeah feels. I haven't watched any of these I to be honest honestly I don't watch most of the superhero shows. I'm just watching the movies.
That's what's up.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Smallville does not hold up very well, I will tell you.
No,
I went
I
back
don't
a couple
it.
Years
it's
ago
cheesy,
and rewatched it, like the whole thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't hold up very well.
No, it really doesn't. But I mean, like at the time, that's like all we had.
Yeah.
So
we didn't know any better.
Nah, yeah. But now we have a soap opera, like Green Batman, aka the Arrow. So
Arrow.
Yeah,
I mean,
pretty
it's not much better.
Oliver Wayne.
And that brings us to the main event.
My
Marvel's
goodness.
Hall H panel was today, and holy fuck, did they give us everything we wanted.
Pretty
everything
much.
And more.
Oh my god. Where do we even start with this? Where do we start? Should we go on like order
I feel
of
like
release?
In order.
I think
yeah,
we should I think we should start in you want to do order of release? Okay.
Yeah, like when they're coming out like
yeah, that's
first.
Cool. Everyone, right. You got the list. Go
all right.
Go ham. Let's
so,
do it.
Everybody's favorite Avengers coming out in 2020, Black Widow.
Yoo-hoo!
10 years too late. Nobody fucking cares about this movie anymore.
I want to see
dead,
Black Widow.
And she'd say dead.
I want to see it.
I'm gonna go see it.
I just
want to
see it because it's a pretty girl.
Honestly,
okay. Well, yes, I will say I am biased. Literally, my guitar, my red 335. Her name is Scarlett, and everybody knows why. And Lost
Terrible.
In Translation is my favorite movie of all time. Mm-hmm. I don't care what nobody says.
Is
Sofia Coppola is the best.
She's
Coppola.
Ever showed any sort of emotion in.
What in that one?
Was it that Ghost Town one?
Ghost Town as well. There's
she was angry. There was
she
emotion.
She was angry. You know what? Hold on. People need to put some respect on her name for her. Her was incredible.
Her was okay.
And she wasn't even, her face wasn't even in it.
And it was just incredible. Voice acting.
Yeah, like, which was awesome.
I don't know.
I cried many times. Anyway.
So yeah, Black Widow movie is coming out. The only reason I have any interest in this right now is mm-hmm. because Taskmaster is the villain, and I want to see what they do with that. And Taskmaster's because David Harbour is going to be in it, and Rachel Weisz is going to be in it. I like Rachel Weisz. Everything. Ooh, nice. I feel like I'm going to like everything around Black Widow. I'm not going to shit about Black Widow.
Yeah, I feel like it's just she was really bland in like the other movie. The movie is going to be bland, but I'm still going to see it. Female superhero. I want to support that.
Right.
So. I think she was super dope actually in Captain America 2.
I thought her best role, like as Black Widow, mm-hmm. was in the newest one that came out, Endgame,
the one where she died.
Yeah,
is that why you liked it? Because she died?
No, it wasn't actually because of that. It was like the time where she actually showed like emotion, like drive, initiative. Like she was like her own character, and she was leading. And, like, all the other times, she was just a background character that barely said anything. Stonewall face. I'm like, all right, why are you here?
Wearing the cat suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, and then the next one, I guess.
So the next one, we get. Let's get past that. So yeah. That comes out May 1st, 2020. So that is going to be the next thing that we get in the Marvel Universe. So which is interesting because Phase 4 starts with Far From Home, and then it's almost a year before the next Phase 4 movie.
Is that the longest?
Oh no! Wait, I did that backwards. Phase 4 ends, yeah. Or Phase 3 ends with Far From Home.
Yeah.
Realized as soon as I was saying it that I was wrong.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess we're starting. Which I don't understand why we're starting Phase 4 on Black Widow.
Yeah,
why are you starting?
It wasn't supposed to be like that. This is a result of the whole James Gunn thing, because originally Guardians of the Galaxy 3 was in there, and that's kind of why it's. I mean, like they knew even at that time, but they still couldn't correct it too much. That's why it ends with Guardians of the Galaxy and Thor and everything with them because of that.
So after that, the next thing that's going to come out. So they put both movies and shows on this, which was super confusing because when we looked at it at first, the first thing they showed was like the dates and it all just said untitled. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, there are 7 movies coming out in 2020? What?
Oh, really?
But it's the mix of movies and shows. So fall 2020, we get our first Disney Plus Marvel show, which is going to be The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
I'm excited for that. I think it'll be cool.
I love both of them. I really, really, really love Bucky. The light of my life, my pride and joy. And Daniel Brühl's coming back as Zemo.
Yeah, I saw that. That's going to be super dope. But wait, I'm pretty stoked on that.
Is Falcon, because he's going to be Captain America.
Yeah.
Like, are they going to still call him Cap?
That's what I'm Falcon, saying. Or is it, right now Captain? It's called The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So are we just going to keep calling him Falcon, or are we going to call him Captain America?
Because he's Captain America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the logo that we're looking at right here has the Captain America shield.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like confused by it. I'm like, all right.
Well,
Captain Falcon.
I think that might play into it a little bit. By the way, apologies to everybody on Twitch. Yes, my camera is frozen, but we are still live and you can still hear me. In the comic books, that was kind of like part of the storyline. It kind of how people do the you're not my blah blah blah
hashtag not my Captain America.
It was that's literally how they would open up. It'd be like a social media post with him being like, okay, I have to use social media now in order to get my message out because I'm not part of the government and I'm not this and no one wants to kind of own me, so I'm the Captain America that no one wants. And it was really dope how they did that, and I think they're gonna leave some of that in there, and which I hope they do. It was a really good driving point of the story.
Yeah, no, I think he's really good as Cap, so I'm excited for it.
Yeah, Anthony Mackie is good in anything he does. If no one has ever seen the movie Half Nelson with him and Ryan Gosling, it was a $500,000 movie budget. It is incredible. Please watch it.
So after The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, November 6th, 2020, the movie that I swear I didn't know was even going to exist, except in rumors, The Eternals.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie, Awkwafina.
Yeah, that's right.
Aquafina's. Oh no, she's in.
No, she's not in this one.
My bad. I got mixed up.
Oh, she's gonna be in the other one.
Yeah, she's in the next one.
But this one is gonna have Angelina Jolie, Richard Madden as Icarus, Kumail Nanjiani as Kingo, Lauren Ridloff as Makari, Brian Tyree Henry as Phaistos, Salma Hayek as Ajak, Leah McHugh as Sprite, Don Lee as Gilgamesh, and again, Angelina Jolie as Thena.
All right, straight up, as a person who nerds out on comic books, I'm going to be 150 million percent transparent. I don't know the first thing about the... Well, okay, I know a little bit about the Eternals, but
I don't know anything either.
All I know is that they were created by the Celestials and as like an experiment.
And it's like thousands of years ago.
So they've been here on Earth. Like, some of them live underground, but I think they live on like this mountain, and that's all I know. So outside... But here's my thing. Did anybody really know much about Guardians of the Galaxy?
Right.
Heck, when we started, did anybody really know all that much about Iron Man?
Exactly.
So
like, I don't doubt that they can do it. So this one has been weird for me because we've kind of seen the Eternals rumors for like a couple years now.
Right.
And I remember like when Angelina Jolie's name was first attached, they're like rumors that Angelina Jolie's gonna be in the MCU, and we're all like, really? Like, yeah. Why? And then like there's just been like big name after big name after big name attached to this movie, and I'm like, okay.
That's usually a bad sign.
That's what I think. I was like the whole time, I'm like, are we really just gonna get, like, the last one I heard was Millie Bobby Brown.
Right.
And it's like every time there's like a new person upping the ranks in Hollywood, they're like suddenly attached to the Eternals.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And the last biggest thing, which obviously didn't get confirmed, was that it was they were trying to get Keanu into it.
Right. Like every time somebody's hot in Hollywood, they're like, he's going to be in the Eternals.
Yeah.
What is going on?
The problem with that is it's going to be really hard to see them as a character. You'll just see the actor.
Exactly.
I don't know, but they'll draw in people to go see the movie. But if you have to rely on that, it's probably not a good story.
And the thing that I remember, like, when I have that thought, because that's every time I was like, I'm just going to see Angelina Jolie. I'm just going to see Richard Madden. Like, I'm just going to see Rob Stark.
Yeah.
But I think about Will Smith. And when he got cast in Suicide Squad as Deadshot, and I was like, I'm not even going to see Deadshot. I'm just going to see Will Smith. What the fuck is this? And then he killed it as Deadshot. He was like good. The only good thing about that movie.
But I still only saw Will Smith. Like, I just kept seeing,
we're just like,
yeah, it's still Will Smith, but he did make the movie. Like, he was the best part about Suicide Squad. So
we'll see. But I'm with you on that. Like, when I start hearing like a ton of big names, I get a little worried.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you.
So that covers 2020, Black Widow, Falcon and Winter Soldier, and The Eternals. February 12th, 2021, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
So this is the one with Awkwafina.
This is the one with Awkwafina. Yes. Yeah.
I'm here for my girl. I don't know what this is about, but I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'm with it. Same thing. Like, Shang-Chi, I don't really know a whole lot about, but I have to admit, like, I come from doing martial arts since I was a little kid, like judo, taekwondo, jiu-jitsu, everything. I've always been a capoeira, like everything. So, and I loved kung fu movies and all that stuff and all the tropes and everything that came with it. Jackie Chan and Donnie Yen and Jet Li and all those guys, like, and even Tony Jaa, you know, if we're going more new school. So I am super into this, but the biggest thing that has me excited, Emma, does it have the rest of the name of the movie on it?
And the Legend of the Ten Rings?
I am excited for the prospect of an actual Mandarin.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, are we going to try and go back and fix what we did to the Mandarin?
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because that was like a really weird, like, I get what they wanted to do with that Mandarin. Because the Mandarin is like a kind of racially insensitive character.
Right.
And by kind of, I mean really.
Very.
And so, like, I kind of got what they wanted to do by changing it into, like, this caricature that somebody's playing a part and it's not real and it's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the Mandarin is an actual character.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So
I'd like to see him respected in that, right? Like, it's one thing if you want to alter him a little bit to, you know, do whatever you need to do, but at the same time, like, apart from that, there is this character that people have put years and years and years into, and all the parts that are great about him, I would like to experience those.
Right.
And it seems like we may have found a way to do so. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah. So I'm going to butcher his name, and I'm really sorry. Simu Liu, that is not how you say his name, and I'm so sorry. I've never heard anybody say it. I can only read it.
Yeah,
But he's actually he's like a big stunt guy. Like, he doesn't have, I think his only movie credit right now is this movie.
Okay.
Oh,
but
cool.
He has a lot of stunt credits.
Word.
Yeah.
So he is a martial artist. He is in stunts. So that is a good sign.
So all of his movements and everything will be believable. And I saw his picture. He's got a great mug. So should be able to sell it pretty good. And they do a really good job of putting a really good surrounding cast. Like, not to take anything away from how am I forgetting his name? The dude that plays T'Challa.
Oh, Chadwick Boseman.
Not to take anything away from Chadwick Boseman, I don't feel like he's the greatest actor, but he is a very good and solid actor, and he has a very good screen presence, but they surrounded him with freaking
Angela
Forrest
Bassett.
Angela Bassett. Forrest Whitaker.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, just all these incredible.
Denai Guerrero.
Oh, my goodness. And Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh, my God. How could I forget my girl Lupita?
Right. So,
what was Letitia Wright.
Oh, Letitia Wright, Ashiri. So they surrounded him with an incredible cast. Even Daniel Kaluuya was in there. So, you know, that's the thing that Marvel does, and they'll do the same thing just to make this dude look comfortable.
I'm a hype.
Yeah.
So that takes us through spring 2021.
Okay.
Or sorry, February 21. Spring 2021. So the, none of the Disney Plus shows have a date. We just have like seasons.
Right.
So yeah. Spring 2021, WandaVision. I'm so excited for this stupidly named show. I cannot fucking believe that this is the name we're going with. It's actually fucking called WandaVision because somebody at Marvel is incredibly lazy. But I'm excited for this.
I was hoping last second that there might be a name change.
Me too. Yeah. I was like, please tell me this is a placeholder and we're not doing this.
Right.
I have a feeling it's going to be like live action Kim Possible.
Why though? Why?
That's what it sounds like. I hear the name.
Based on the title.
When I hear that name, the title, WandaVision, that's what I picture.
The worst. No, not my girl. Not my girl, Elizabeth Olsen.
Tap, are you a fan of Wanda? All right, Wanda or Vision. You a fan of Scarlet Witch or Vision?
I like Scarlet Witch. Scarlet Witch was a fucking badass. And yes. Is that Infinity War? She almost kills Thanos.
Oh heck yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Vision, I always liked Vision. I mean, Vision's like he's a cool looking character, but yeah. I don't know, he just kind of creeps me out sometimes. I don't know. I like him. Vision. I love Scarlet Witch.
What I'm excited about is that this needs to be an opportunity to fix her, because they have destroyed her in the movies. Her, she's fucking telekinetic and that's it. And that's not Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
So if they can use this as an opportunity to actually introduce the real Scarlet Witch, which I think with the next thing we're going to talk about kind of leads in that direction, and a chance to bring Vision back, and I need him back. He's not gone. He can't be gone.
I mean, Paul Bettany is who got casted, so they are very much going with that prospect. I think this is going to be an opportunity also for them to do the Tom King Vision storyline. That was kind of, that was the thing that got Tom King really so hot and, excuse me, ultimately won him those awards that got him on this Batman run that he's kind of being pushed off of for one reason or another. But that's the thing that got him, and that story is incredible. So if they can adapt that and then do some of the kind of reconstruct Wanda a little bit. Oh man. And finally we can get the white Vision.
Oh, which is what I thought they were going to do when they took his Mind Stone out and he started to turn gray.
Gray, yes.
I was like, are we doing gray vision?
That's what I thought. So
like, this is a thing.
So,
and I need them to have their babies, okay? They need to have babies because they need to have Wiccan.
Vin. Oh, you want to... Okay, that's right. I'm tripping. I was thinking about the other babies that he had with the not with Jocasta, but with the other android.
I don't know. I kind of like Scarlet Witch with Nightcrawler.
You're a bad person, and you should feel bad.
Kurt Wagner.
I like what I like.
This is true. I just need them to get together and have their baby so that Wiccan can be a thing, and then we can get the Young Avengers.
They're probably.
That's my end game in all of this.
I got a
forever.
Good feeling that that's probably what they're going to do.
So around the same time, so we're going to get that in spring, quote unquote, spring 2021. Mm-hmm. In May of 2021, we get Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which is the coolest fucking title I've ever heard in my life.
Incredible.
Incredible. That sounds great.
And my favorite part of this is that they mention, they're like, you know, when they put out their release, they're like starring Benedict Cumberbatch and Elizabeth Olsen. So yes. Wanda is going to be a huge part of Doctor Strange 2. So excited. And I'm so excited.
Oh, that's going
to
be
maybe
awesome.
She'll tap in more into like her witch powers.
That's
which,
what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. He'll teach her more of the spells and she'll like tap into that and she'll be the badass like sorceress that she is.
Yes.
Ugh. That's what they're
going to
do.
I'm all for it.
They're exploring the multiverse. They're exploring different realities. Her whole thing is reality.
Multiverse. What if she meets her sister? I'm sorry. I love Polaris. She's my favorite crazy little mutant, and I just really want them to have their sister relationship.
But can it be the Polaris from The Gifted? I like that actress.
Oh my god, yes, same. I love her so much.
Just, I know The Gifted got canceled, but just bring her
just
in.
Just bring her back. Like they did with Constantine. They canceled him. They brought him back.
Exactly.
We can save Polaris.
Just bring her back.
All right, what else do we have?
So after that, my phone turned off. So that brings us into May.
Is your phone
also
dead?
Spring 2021. But after that, apparently there's a lot going on in spring 2021. Yes. Loki with the worst logo design I've ever seen in my life.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
His logo design looks like a ransom note with all a whole bunch of different Marvel fonts.
Oh my god, exactly it does.
That's what it is.
Exactly what it looks like.
Hey, Tap, what else did you say?
I said like kitchen utensils or like silverware. Someone just like pulled them out of the drawer and just kind of spilled it on the table.
I can see that.
It's like that shitty, like lame, super cool font that everybody uses on the school computers in elementary school.
Yeah. Word art.
I swear this looks like I went over my friend Brian's grandmother's house and went in her junk drawer and just pulled a bunch of stuff out and made it say Loki.
Exactly.
And like the logo design is the only thing I focus on because I just don't give a shit about the MCU logo. Loki. Oh my god. Somebody else talk.
Loki.
Yeah, I'm over him. He died 5 million times. We don't need any more of him. I don't know. Not excited.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
He's been the good guy. He's been the bad guy. He's been the funny guy. He's been the redemptive guy. He's been the dead guy. He's been the brought back to life guy. He's been the dead guy again. Like, we're fucking done. Let him go.
Plus, or you have to think about how much farther in the future all these shows are going to be. Like, when is that? 2021 at the end or 2022?
2021, yeah.
I mean, think about how far that is from Endgame.
Yeah.
You know, wait for 2 years? I don't know. It just seems like it's a little ridiculous.
I don't know.
It's because people like the charming British man. Right. Give us Kid Loki. Give us Femme Loki. Give us, like, literally, he's a shapeshifter, and yet you're going to keep shoving Tom Hiddleston down our throats. I get it.
I love him.
Tom Hiddleston's an attractive man and a great actor.
So sweet.
But you're ruining the character.
Yeah.
Ah.
And what else did we have?
Summer 2021, following the Loki show, What If? So they're doing a whole animated series just called What If? And it's basically going to be their chance to be like, we can do whatever the hell we want.
Yeah.
I am pretty unless, stoked about that. Like, I'm down. I've always been down for What Ifs and Elseworlds. I like to keep continuity, like whatever that continuity is. I like to respect it and keep it. But well, What If stories are always fun and have already led to so many things that are part of canon now. Jane Foster, Thor.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, that'll be a fun one. It's animated, so they can really do whatever they want. It'll be cheaper to produce than having all those actors in live action because you're just using their voices. So they said Jeffrey Wright is coming on as the voice of, quote, the Watcher.
Bernard.
And then a lot of the MCU actors will be reprising their roles through voice.
Dope.
So, perfect. You know, it'll be the same. You're not going to have, like, off-brand Star-Lord because they didn't want to get Chris Pratt.
Right.
Fall 2021 takes us to the Hawkeye show introducing Kate Bishop.
Nice.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I got a pretty big feeling that they're gonna. I mean, just by the font alone, obviously, because that's what came off of the Matt Fraction run.
It looks exactly like the cover of that. Yes.
Yeah. So which
is a really, really good Hawkeye story, and the only Hawkeye story I've actually read, but it's really good.
Well, you know what? It's kind of the only good or really good Hawkeye story. So it's the only one you really need to read.
So I'm curious. What I want them to do, I'm curious if they're gonna go the deaf route too.
You know what?
Like, it wouldn't be hard to do.
It would be, but I hope they do. I mean, they got the time, they got the money, might as well.
So I'm so hyped to introduce, because at this point, so we're introducing Kate Bishop. We already have Cassie. We're going to have Vision back. We're halfway to the Young Avengers, people. We're halfway there.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then once you get Vision and Wanda together, you get Wiccan, we're still going. We just need Miss America, we need Hulkling, and we need Patriot. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, and Patriot's kind of already been seated too. His grandfather was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
And did my phone just... My phone just died. That's okay. I remember what's next. I forgot the date, but it's in... I want to say November 6th, 2021. Most excited thing in the world. Thor, Love and Thunder.
Yes.
The return of Natalie Portman.
Yes.
Oh,
I don't want to say I called it, but it was interesting because it's well documented that she had... issues. She basically didn't want to come back. She didn't enjoy her time here.
They didn't do anything with her character originally.
Exactly. I'm with her.
I
would have left if I was her too.
Oh, same. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, to be fair, I mean, like, how many big name actors does Marvel get? And not really. I mean, Glenn Close didn't even really get a lot done with her character either. Like, they don't take advantage of every single actor as they should. But
it's
with
hard
that,
with all those characters.
I mean, it is. They have tons. But with that said, obviously, they wanted to continue to work, and she decided she did. And when she showed up at the red carpet, I was like,
we're going somewhere.
Yeah.
I was like,
we're doing something. Yeah. And you know what we're doing? It's Jane Foster Thor.
Most likely.
I'm so excited for that.
Oh, it's full confirmed.
Oh, there you go.
It is fully confirmed.
At the panel today, she walked on the stage. Everyone cheered her on. The director went down one knee, handed her the hammer.
Yeah.
And she lifted it up. The crowd went wild. I got chills.
There you go.
I am going to fucking... This was the one, like, we're sitting in the comic book shop, and I'm reading the news, and I see Jane Foster Thor, and I was, like, ready to cry. This is all I've wanted. Ever since I was like, we have Jane Foster, we have Natalie Portman, who's a phenomenal actress.
Yeah.
You need to use her, because... After Dark World, like, I would have left too. She was completely underutilized. Her character was shit. She had no agency. They took away any agency that she had in the first movie. And it's like, what is the point of her being there? Literally nothing. But they came back and they're like, hey, we have a new idea that we want to do with you. And if you would like to come back, this is what we want to do. And she said, yeah, I'll do that.
Now, and, yeah. And literally a new idea, because by the when she was doing those other movies, Jason, like all the
it didn't exist yet.
Yeah, so Jane Foster Thor had, because Jane Foster Thor had been around since, I want to say, the 60s, I believe, but there hadn't been any good Jane Foster Thor stories. Jason Aaron just wrote it just 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So it was kind of perfect timing for
that was honestly the first time I've heard of her, like, in the comic books. I didn't know she was a thing until then.
Word.
Yeah.
And I think part of it was the movies. Like, you got a heightened interest in that character. So they were finally able to be like, hey, people know the name Jane Foster. We can use this again. We can do this story right this time.
Yeah. But, like, I'm just wondering, because, like, in the comic books, she's riddled with cancer. She's dying.
Right.
She's, like, she can't get out of bed. She has, like, breathing tubes, all this stuff. So I'm, like, wondering, like, are they going to incorporate that into the movies? Like, is that why she broke up with Thor? Because she's like, oh, I have this disease. I don't want to deal with it. He's going through all this stuff. And then maybe he's, like, on his journey. He finds her. He gives her the power of Thor so she can, like, you know, be healthy. She can, like, actually do stuff, because that's what she kind of, like.
But in, well, in the comics, the hammer accelerates her cancer.
That's true. It does. But, like, at the same time, like, she's like, well, I'm dying anyways. Like, I could at least give something back and do something to help out.
Yeah.
And when she does have the hammer, she's, you know, she grows, like, 3 feet. Yeah. She's, like, the big, huge, buff, beautiful lady. And I'm all for it.
She's my girl. So,
yeah, I wonder if they're going to do that, or if they're just going to keep her very petite, because she's, like, my height.
She is itty-bitty. I think she's going to have to bulk up. I don't know. I don't really want to have to watch, like, a CGI giant Natalie Portman.
Yeah, like Captain America. I feel like
it will not work.
Yeah, that would look weird.
Because, like, the opposite kind of worked for Captain America, where, like, you saw they went from a big buff dude, which he was most of the time, and they CGI'd him to be itty-bitty.
But, like,
and even then, it was, like, a real person.
Yeah, but, like, even then, like, that worked or whatever, because he's mostly covered in, like, really baggy clothes. I accentuated it, and it was only the beginning part of the movie. You don't really, like, focus on that. Where her, if she, like, the CGI here to make her look big, it's gonna be the majority of the movie, and it's gonna be a big focus. You're gonna see all the muscles, and it's not gonna be, like, clothes covering it.
Or it'll be something super shitty, like the Shazam suit.
I kind of like the Shazam suit. It's
with the muscle tumors.
Yeah, it's, like, it's a bit much, but for him, I feel like it's really great, because, like, Shazam is a very campy, like, over the top character, so he needed to look over the top and campy.
Yeah.
Tap, you a big fan of Thor?
Yeah, I like Thor. Ragnarok, I didn't like it as much as a lot of people did. I don't know.
How many times did you see it?
Once.
Okay, see it again. Hated it the first time I saw it, and I loved it the second.
Well, here's my thing. I'm sick of every movie having to have the Guardians of the Galaxy sense of humor.
I got that.
Thank you. Time the trailer came out for Ragnarok, everybody was losing their minds, and I was like, this is trying way too hard to be Guardians of the Galaxy.
But I really liked it, because it touched into, like, hey, we're not just, like, you know, Norse gods. We're actually, like, an alien species. Let's, like, go out and explore space. So I kind of like that aspect of it, and I do like the humor.
Yeah.
I like Taika Waititi. Like, because I do agree, like, I think the visual took more from Guardians of the Galaxy than the humor did, to be honest with you. I think it looked more than, because, like, the jokes, Taika Waititi's humor isn't James Gunn's humor, really. Yeah. But I'll say this, I love Taika Waititi, I just as a human being, and I love Jeff Goldblum just as a human being. And if you watch their interviews that they did together when the movie came out, all I remember is, compliment man. Hey, that's a nice tie there. I'm compliment man. That's all I remember. And that's literally an actual character, compliment man. Yeah. It's an old character. But anyway, I love those two together. Jeff Goldblum is going to be back. Mark my words, it's going
to
be awesome.
That would be great. I remember, so my thing with Ragnarok was, like, very similar to you. Like, I really didn't like it. I thought it was trying way too hard to be Guardians of the Galaxy. So the first time, I just didn't like it. I felt like I didn't go in. I went in expecting a Thor movie, and I got a Guardians movie. Uh-huh. But the second time watching it, knowing what I was going to get and watching it not expecting something else, it was way better.
Okay. Maybe
so I would recommend a second watching just to see.
I feel like they had to do that, though, to, like, counteract, like, Thor 2. They had to go the bipolar opposite direction. Yeah, they're like, this didn't work. Let's do a 180.
It worked. It was good. Yeah. What I'm hoping, and what I honestly hope they do, is that Chris Hemsworth barely has a part in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I want him to be background character.
I want him to be the damsel in distress.
Right. Give me, like, unworthy Thor. I want him to lose, like, he physically can't wield the hammer anymore. I don't know if they're going to go the route where, like, he gets his arm cut off and it's a whole thing.
Well, see, that's what's tough, too, is because they kind of, like, the unworthy Thor line happened at the same time as Jane Foster, because that was the whole thing. He was unworthy.
He was Odin's son.
Right, and he was unworthy. He couldn't wield a hammer, and Jane had it. So they kind of threw the timelines off, so I'm kind of curious how they're I don't think they're going to do Unworthy Thor, but I don't think
they're going to do that with his PTSD, because they kind of say, like, they had that whole moment in the last movie where he gets it and he's worthy. Like, yeah, they're not going to go back on that.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they can't do a Natalie Portman-centric movie. That doesn't mean that they can't do that. Because remember, as of right now, as far as we know, he's with the Guardians, so he might just cameo in the movie a lot, but kind of, like, have the Guardians' responsibility.
Yeah. I imagine, like, even if they go that route, he's probably going to be pretty prevalent in the trailers, because they still want people to go see it.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, we need to put Chris Hemsworth everywhere so people will go see it, because nobody's going to go see this Natalie Portman movie.
Yeah.
Fucking don't be a coward. Do it. Do it, you cowards. So yeah, that'll be Chris Hemsworth, Natalie Portman, and Tessa Thompson will be back as well as the Queen of Asgard.
I love Tessa.
Nice.
That is the end of the scheduled movies. So unscheduled but announced. Oh, you want to start, Rachel? You want to take it?
I only care about one, and that is Blade. I'm so excited for Blade.
With Mahershala Ali.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I was pretty pumped on that. I was one of those people that I wanted John Boyega. And I don't know. Did y'all see that?
I see that.
That John Boyega, like, iteration that was done? I wouldn't be surprised if it was Boss Logic that did it. I'll find it and I'll send it to y'all here in just a second. But it looked incredible. And John Boyega just has so much charisma and commands the screen. I really wanted it to be him. When I heard it was Mahershala Ali, I was like, oh my gosh, that actually might be better.
Right?
Yeah.
He's incredible. Okay, the weird thing, the first thing I really thought of, because, like, I mean, this is the nail in the coffin on the Netflix shows not having ever been connected, because he played a villain. He was a very big villain in Luke Cage.
Oh, he was? I never saw Luke Cage.
He was Cottonmouth.
Yep.
Oh.
And he did an incredible job. Luke Cage, Cottonmouth is so, like, that half of the season is just so fucking good. Mm-hmm. But, like, I guess they're just not in the same universe. They're not connected. They don't exist anymore, because they're just like, oh, we're going to recycle this other guy. We're going to bring him into Blade. Now he's Blade.
Well, it's funny because
I didn't think about that.
Alfre Woodard, it was the same thing. She played, I forget the name of her character on Luke Cage. And then she was also the mother of one of the children that got blown up at Civil War in the beginning.
Yes, she was a really big Luke Cage character.
Yeah.
She was Mariah Dillard.
Mariah Stokes. You got it.
Mariah Stokes. I guess
I'm pretty pumped.
Yeah, it's gonna be good though. I honestly, anything that he's in is good. So you know, Blade's gonna be good.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Hey Tap, I just sent you that John Boyega thing. Let me know how
the original Blade movies. They were a little cheesy, but I still love them.
I need a Wesley Snipes appearance, and I need to see Triple H in another one.
See, so I said that I believe that Wesley is actually going to be in it.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, That's something that people forget a lot, is that Blade was the first Marvel cinematic movie that made money. And it came out before X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only things that preceded it really
Ryan Reynolds was in Blade 3, wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah. He was one of the Daystalkers. But it was rated R.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people, you know, people talk about Deadpool, and I was like, Wesley did it for, and it's crazy that he was going to do Black Panther before he was even going to do Blade, but Blade ended up being the property that he could get with his production company, Amon Re, and he ended up doing it, and it blew the doors off, and Spawn was the only thing that came out before, and Spawn didn't do well, so X-Men and all that stuff came out after Blade.
I mean,
I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah. Actually, what was it? When it's all it was announced, like, Blade was going to come out, I tried looking it up, and I accidentally found this fake Blade 4 trailer, and it was a mixture of Blade and Underworld, and I was like, this isn't real. This can't be real. But I was like, I kind of want it to be real.
As one of those, when you're watching those fan shows, and I'm like, I don't think it's real, but, like, it could be.
I was like, it looks really good, but...
No.
All right. Well, you want to rapid fire through the last ones?
Fantastic Four. I think they kind of just made a comment. There will be a Fantastic Four movie.
Yep.
Why? Great. I guess we're doing another one, because that's what we need. Can we three not? Fantastic Four
But wait,
movies.
Are they going to recast them for, like, the fifth millionth time?
Oh, yeah. Full recast. I actually would like them to stick with the last Fantastic Four cast, because the cast for that was really good.
Yeah, I thought it was good. It was just a boring-ass movie.
But you can't have Michael B. Jordan be killed.
God damn it.
Flame on! Wakanda forever.
Because speaking of that, Black Panther 2.
Yes.
Awesome. Black Panther 2 is confirmed but not scheduled, as well as Captain Marvel 2, Guardians 3, which we're not going to get for a very long time.
Right. Yeah.
And eventually an X-Men movie.
Right. And Guardians 3 may not take as long, only because the script is done. When he wasn't a part of it anymore, they said they were going to use a script. So it might not be as long, but yeah, he has to do Suicide Squad 2 before, or whatever it's going to be, the reboot before he does that one.
I'm kind of excited for that reboot.
We'll see.
I have more hope for it now than ever. I just want to make sure that Wonder Woman 85 or 88 or whatever 1984. I want to make sure that is awesome. And yes, it is my lock screen picture.
Amazing. That's the thing. Like, I'm bummed that DC isn't at Comic-Con because we won't get any news, but like, they couldn't have beat this.
There's no way.
But like, they have stuff they could have talked about. Wonder Woman. They could have talked about Suicide Squad. They could have talked about the new Matt Reeves Batman movies. Now that they have a fucking Batman cast, they could have talked about like other movies they want to make coming up. But they're just like, no, we're not even gonna try.
That's really weird. Out of those last few, besides Blade, which one's your favorite one that might be coming out?
Probably Black Panther 2.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be the villain for Black Panther 2? Do we have any ideas at all?
No.
I have some ideas. I'll talk about them later. What I can tell you is people are starting to talk a lot about Kraven possibly being.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. I'm down for that. Yeah, I love Kraven.
Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love him. He's such a great villain, and it'd be really cool to see him up against, like, Spider-Man. Him hunting Spider-Man would be really great. But what I would love for Black Panther 2... definitely not going to happen, but it's for Storm to come in and her to like sweep him off his feet and become Queen of Africa.
Yeah.
I'm all for this.
Yeah, I would. I love Storm, and she's going to be in there eventually. I'm going to say Black Panther 3, we get Storm in there.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Or at least at that point, you hopefully had an X-Men movie.
Yeah, because that's my thing.
Well, because like, when is the X-Men movie coming out? That's not announced, right?
It's mentioned, but no date.
The road, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, if the X-Men movie comes out before Black Panther 2, they have the Black Panther 2, and then at the very end, you get a glimpse, you see Storm, like, she's just appearing, and then the movie ends.
And then you have an X-Men movie that introduces her, and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we'll or like see. Even before that or whatever, and then the next Black Panther will be them like together.
If anybody can do it, Kevin Feige can. Anyway, was that all of our?
That is everything we got from Marvel today, as far as I know.
I mean, do we need any more? They just like I said, I said it before, and I'll say it again. Kevin Feige made it rain MCU movies all over Earth's dome today. I got a headache. It's too much goodness. Anyway, thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in once again to the Video Game Bang podcast. We appreciate you. Before we get out of here, we always like to plug everything. So, Ray,
hey,
what's going on? You got some stuff to plug? Your stream?
Yeah, actually,
there's
a lot of changes, girls of that game. I might be taking a break from streaming just for a little bit because I have to prep for D23.
For sure.
Girls of that game is now a solo host channel.
Okay.
But we'll be doing more stuff with other girl gamers and things like that.
Dope.
And we were recently teaming up with this new video game review site, blog site, called Players Versus Alcohol, where I'll be gaming while drinking. So we'll be planning some events for that.
I saw that pop up. Okay, cool. Yeah, Everybody keep an eye out for that. My man, Tap2K. What's going on,
YouTube,
man?
Is Tap2K. It's my NBA 2K channel, and I have a podcast with Curtis, the Sacktown Breakdown. We go over anything and everything Sacramento Kings related. So go check those out.
Yeah, make sure you check those out. Emma Skies.
What's up? Saturday, I don't have a schedule yet.
Right.
You'd think one of these days that I would just, you know, make a schedule a day earlier. But no. Follow me on Twitter at Emma Skies. All of my shit is at Emma Skies if you would like to see it. And that is where I usually talk about when I'm going to stream.
What's up. You are excused. I may not be. I've been a bad man. I've been away from my personal stream a little bit, but I did do a stream last night or earlier. This morning, I don't know, I did one, but I'm reading comic books again, so, you know, come check me out there. But most of my energy as of right now is, besides VGB, obviously, I put a lot into this, but it's going to be put into the Sacktown Breakdown with Tap. We just started, we've been getting pretty good, so all of my friends who are listening now, if you haven't already, come through. We talk about Sacramento Kings, we talk about Stockton Kings, and we talk about the Sacramento Kings Guard, so we talk about NBA 2K on there. 2K20 is coming out, so obviously me and Tap are going to be talking about it, making tons of 2K content and all that good stuff. So please, I would really appreciate it if you supported us and checked us out. Patreon is the thing. We like money. One thing that we didn't get to talk about was Marvel Ultimate Alliance, and part of that reason is because I can't buy it right now. So, but I promise, is anybody who's listening right now, if you want to donate and help me get Marvel Ultimate Alliance. I'm not too proud to beg. I will do a 2-hour stream tonight. Cut the check is my hashtag. I just really want to play that game and I'm desperate. Besides that, yeah, no, support us on Patreon. A buck will get you some extra content. I have additional ideas for new content that I'll be doing related to comic books and other things. So take a check that out. If you're watching, we love you, but also listen to the podcast. You can find it everywhere. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. We're in all of those places wherever podcasts are at. Follow us on Twitch because why not? No after show tonight because we're dead. And we will see y'all and talk to y'all next time. Bye-bye.